No, but difficulties may lie in different directions. Some people may face difficulty because they are not used to the Arabic pronunciation or Arabic sound system. So, despite the fact that they have good memories, they can't memorize. And some people are suffering from bad memories. So the answer to both these problems would be different. And once you understand the problems, then you will not ask the question to me again. If it's a medical problem, you should go to a physician for improving the memory. Or to me, in my capacity as a homeopath maybe, but not here. But if it's a social problem, then you should try to teach your children the Arabic script from the childhood and familiarize your children with Arabic sound system right from the childhood. So it's a problem which should have been taken up right in the beginning. As Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught you already, that the moment the child is born, you should say azan in his one ear, right ear, and takbir in his other second ear, left ear. That shows that is the time where the teaching should begin. So while you have ignored the time, how can I answer that question anymore? It is the mistake of parents that at the time when they should have attended to these matters and they should have familiarized their children with the voice of the Holy Quran by reciting them in their homes and so on, making them love the Holy Quran from the childhood. If they have ignored all these things, you come to me for a solution, I have no solution to offer. Only strive harder.
You in certain books there are systems and there are some planning for training memory. I wonder to which extent those systems
can be employed to some extent, but they can also play a very dangerous role. Because I have found out, I have studied some modern systems as well as when I was a student, I also studied the systems then prevalent. The point is that they first of all demolish your older memory system. So unless you are ready to completely change your whole outlook to memory and transfer your mind completely from one system, the older system which you learned automatically, to another, there is no point in trying it half-heartedly. Because then your memory will be so deeply injured and disturbed that halfway you will be thinking in the old system and halfway on the other, and sometimes the things, messages will get confused. So it's a very difficult thing then to get out of this problem. You are caught in a quagmire after you have tried a new system. So it helps to some extent, but only those should try it who have full control over their faculties and they would not let things mixed up. I know a student from Government College who tried a new memory system and lost his old memory system completely and could not acquire the new memory system. So he was a total, you know, failure in every respect. It was a pity to watch him after that he learned the memory system. Only he could conjure up a few tricks of memory. That was all he was left with. So these are the things which are in some respects quite dangerous. But anyway, as I told you, if somebody has a strong mental capability, he can control things and he's quite sure that he will not be injuring his own previous memory system, then it's all right.
Hazur, I am glad that you have very nicely explained that on television and on various meetings where there are thousands and thousands of people, an American writer, Harry Doray.
Yes, I have read that his book as well.
He is proving, and even some children in schools, they are following him.
Yes.
And now I understand how to...
You know, if you train a boy from the childhood, on a system, it's okay, nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's more scientific. But what I'm telling you is, to try it halfway in your life becomes more detrimental than useful. And there are potent dangers lying ahead in this.